Junior Kennedy, welcome.
Hello, Julia. Thanks for having me.
You were born in a Thai refugee camp. Your folks are Karen and Burmese, and you aspire to be a film director and videographer. Good for you. Now, very briefly, how did those first 7 years of your life influence that goal?
As a refugee kid that grew up in America, I want to share the stories of not only myself, but this is also the same story as thousands of other refugee kids. And I think it's important to have that representation and show the world what's going on.
Maybe give voice to those that don't have one, to Dorian.
Give a voice to the refugee kids.
And you were there for the first 7 years of your life with two creative parents. Your mom was a chef and ran a little store in the refugee camp, and your dad was an artist. How did their endeavors influence you, even way back then?
Well, my mom was a business lady, and I had my entrepreneur side from her, as well as my dad's creative side with his art and paintings.
And did you know that you were absorbing those things like a sponge when you were probably doing so those first 7 years?
Yeah, I was doing it unconsciously, just soaking up and learning everything from both of them.
Now, 7 years later, you found a home in the United States, finally settled in Fort Wayne. What was that whole acclimation and adjustment period like?
As I live in Fort Wayne now, there's a big Burmese community. They're very supportive. And there's a lot of other kids like me in Fort Wayne. First, language was a barrier, but I created my own language, which is kid language. And, you know, as a youth, young kid, like, you don't really need to understand each other. If you have toys, then we'll go play toys or ride our bikes or something. So connected with the other students. But after I learned English, it was way better communication from there.
And was it warming or empowering just to know, as you just pointed out, a kid, and you could all get together? Was it like being with the kids at the refugee camp, though it was far away and way different?
Yeah, for sure. It didn't matter if it was kids from America or refugee camp, you know, we all can communicate. We all have fun together.
Great. And that cuts down a lot of barriers. I am kind of curious, Junior. When your whole world was the refugee camp, and you had the same family love and family bonds you have now, you had a place that you could live and a society that you could live in. Did you ever dream that you might be producing the films that it was such a treat to watch there in the camp with all the kids? Could you even dream that?
Yeah, I guess the box TV at the top of the hill in the refugee camp where all the kids came and watched together, I think that really set my candles and set my passions for film and videography. Unconsciously, yeah. I'm like mind blown right now. I didn't even think about that before.
Well, now that you have, there must be no stopping you.
Yeah. My passion for film has always been there, but it started when I was watching movies, American movies, and I was learning the culture. And that's the best way to learn about somebody's culture or society is through the films and the movies. I started learning all the references, and it opened my eyes to American society and lifestyle. And also, like, for example, dating culture, whereas, you know, Americans are very open to dating, and it's just crazy seeing the two different side of the world.
That's a great comparison that you make there, and also clever that you were able to, well, you got etiquette, social skills, everything rolled into one besides the fun of watching film. So when did you know, I mean, was there an aha moment that filmmaking was that passion that really, really called your name?
Yeah, it's when I held my first camera and I was on a school field trip and I was vlogging myself and the field trip, everything around me. And then I uploaded it up to YouTube, and then other kids started to see it, and they all were excited, and they were happy while watching the video. And that's the same feeling I want to give to other people when they watch my videos. At the time, I didn't really know what I was doing. I was like, this is a camera, okay, I'll just start recording. And then ever since then, I've always had a camera in my hands, just recording and everything and everywhere.
Aren't you glad?
Yeah, it's fun.
So by now, you were also speaking and learning and trying to keep current on multiple languages. So what did adding music, you certainly were at the right age to embrace music, and social media to that teenage junior speak actually do for your emerging identity, do you think?
There was a point where I was making music videos for local rappers in Fort Wayne, and that was such a big introduction to another side of the world that I've never seen. And being exposed to hip-hop, I think that's really cool, and I love hip-hop. I love rap music and everything.
How does that complement or just work together on fusion in your mind with the popular and traditional music that you were born and raised with?
I think music gives me a part of my own identity, as well as, you know, Burmese music and everything as well. I find pieces of myself, my identity, from either music or movies or food, everything around me.
Good for you, and you've maintained all of that all the while. For example, what's your favorite American dish? What's your favorite Burmese dish?
My favorite American dish is a steak, just a good, well-done steak. My dad used to work at Cheesecake, so he would bring in a lot of cheesecake food and steaks and mashed potatoes and pizza and that kind of stuff, and that's really bomb. My favorite Burmese food is mohinga, which is noodle soup. Yeah.
Culinarily speaking, you embrace the best of both worlds too.
Yeah, I had a very diverse appetite or palate.
That's good for any young person to grow up ready to try anything. And I think, Junior, is that fair to say, in almost any shape or form, you are ready to see what something's like?
Yeah, it's really a mindset thing. Being open to everything and having a growth mindset is really important.
Another great point. So what about your personal culture by now? How has it melded the old and new ways, would you say, that you've assimilated and developed? What is the all-new you these days?
I went through a phase of skateboarding and like doing tattoos and like graffiti and hanging out with my friends, which is kind of like the American teenage movie, if you would say. So yeah, I lived that when I was younger as a teenager.
And now that you're a ripe old senior in high school, do you like who you are? Does it make sense? Do you like sharing it with the world?
Yes. Who I am now is I picked and choose parts of who I want to be. But I think we're all choosing to be who we want to be. You could say it's like a mask that we wear. Even when we take off the mask, there's still a mask underneath, you know?
Good for you to have that feeling, especially at a tender age. A lot of high school kids are busy just being able to cope with things and carry on. You seem to have a lot of good attitude and a lot of good ideas. And also, you mentioned your own dad's art as key in learning how to maintain your culture and how to share a really important story. What about you personally now, Junior? Why is film such a desirable medium in which you can do the same?
As there's philosophy in art and painting, that's the same way as there's philosophy in film or videos. And for me, I want to represent more Burmese people and Asian people in the film industry. I hope one day I open a gateway for more people to be part of and be represented on TV.
You also look at both sides of that camera. You want to encourage others to become film directors and videographers.
Yeah, I encourage more Burmese kids, if they want to be an actor or a film director or a photographer, and I hope it gives them a voice. And if I make it in the future one day, then they'll see me and be like, oh, he did that. Oh, I can do it too. And that mindset is important to have.
Do you think you had that growing up in your very, very earliest days?
Yeah, as a kid, when I saw an Asian person on TV or something, or even Jackie Chan, you know, when he was doing the crazy stunts, I see him on TV and then I think to myself, if he make it, then I can make it as well.
That's great. That's great. What a message you send to people of all ages, but especially youngsters younger than yourself. And you do list Rocky movies as particularly inspirational. Specifically, why is that?
There's a quote in the Rocky movie where he said, it's not about how hard you get hit, it's about how hard you get hit and keep moving forward. And that's really motivating. As a refugee kid and a film director, and, you know, overall as a person in general, it's going through life, going through the obstacles.
Good for you. And so going forward, what is next on that journey through film land that you seem to be taking?
I'm writing a script right now. I'm done with the first screenplay of the story, and hopefully by summer we can start filming. We have 8 people auditioning, as well as a crew of 10 or 11. And right now I'm looking for someone who's interested in producing or financing and creating a budget for this short film. That would be really cool.
Without giving any spoilers, can you tell us the essence of it?
It's about a poet and an artist that pursues their dream despite their environment.
Very interesting, and certainly we'll look forward to seeing it on a big or medium-sized screen one day. Thank you for that. And, okay, we get that film is your medium of intense desire, Junior, but if you could add one brand new medium to your arsenal, sky's the limit, no boundaries, what would it be?
So I'm really into entrepreneurship and owning a business. I think that's very important, especially as a refugee when I first came to America. I see these kids and they were pretty wealthy. You know, their parents have already established a company or a business or some sort of income. And I think that's important, especially as a refugee student, because you don't get a lot of opportunity because of financial burdens. And I think having financial freedom is important to do anything.
It's your gateway then. You would establish a gateway to whatever else is.
Yeah. Because cameras are expensive.
Well, you do think of everything. And it's a wonderful dream you have as well, and story you tell, Junior. So, last question. From your heart, what's the most important thing that the strong family bond that you carry and the sense of community you've formed right here in Fort Wayne, as well as everything that you have carried with you to this place, has taught you about yourself?
I think it's important to not forget who we are and our origins. Just like building a house, you need strong foundations to make a really good house. And that's important when you go through the journey of life, remembering who you are.
Fort Wayne resident and creative, Junior Kennedy is a Karen Burmese refugee, now a senior at Wayne High School. Junior, thank you so much for sharing your insightful story and your dreams with us. Best of luck, and do carry the gift.
Thank you very much. Very glad to be a part of this and having the opportunity to talk with Julia Meeks.